Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, August 7th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1296. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz introduced himself as Kamala Harris's running mate during a joint rally in Philadelphia last night, thanking Harris for the trust you put in me and for bringing back the joy.
J.D. Vance literally wrote the foreword for the architect of the Project 2025 agenda. Like all regular people I grew up with in the heartland, J.D. studied at Yale, had his career funded by Silicon Valley billionaires, and then wrote a bestseller trashing that community. Come on! That's not what middle America is. And I gotta tell you, I can't wait to debate the guy. That is, if he's willing to get off the couch and show up. So.
Walz was, of course, referencing the viral social media rumor that suggested Vance once had sexual relations with a couch. The Associated Press then attempted to debunk the rumor in an article titled, "No, J.D. Vance did not have sex with a couch," but was then forced to retract it, claiming it had not gone through the standard editing process. In any event, earlier in the evening at the rally, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who was rumored to be one of Harris' top choices for VP, also took aim at Vance as he warmed up the crowd, saying, "J.D. Vance, he's not exactly off to a good start. I think we can all agree on that. But I think part of the reason why he's not off to a good start is this. You don't know who he is, and he's not being honest with himself, so he can't be honest with the American people." The crowd responded with chants of, "He's so weird, he's so weird." Meanwhile, Trump, out of nowhere, baselessly predicted that Biden might try to crash the Democratic National Convention in an attempt to take back the nomination from Harris. In a post on his social network Truth Social, he offered the following prognostication. What are the chances that crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of the U.S., whose presidency was unconstitutionally stolen from him by Kamala, Barack Hussein Obama, crazy Nancy Pelosi, shifty Adam Schiff, crying Chuck Schumer, and others on the lunatic left, crashes the Democrat National Convention and tries to take back the nomination, beginning with challenging me to another debate? All of that was one sentence, by the way. I just want to note. The convicted felon continued, saying he feels that he made a historically tragic mistake by handing over the U.S. presidency, a coup, to the American people in the world he most hates, and he wants it back now. In response, Adam Schiff posted on Twitter, "It's okay to be scared." Moving on, the Arizona grand jury that indicted 18 Trump allies on criminal charges related to their efforts to overturn the 2020 election also wanted to indict Trump. The AG's office, however, asked the grand jury not to indict Trump and give a PowerPoint presentation to explain a DOJ policy which discourages bringing state and federal cases against the same defendant. State prosecutors also told the grand jury that indicting Trump would be a big deal and that they weren't sure if they had all the evidence to prosecute it at this moment. The grand jury ultimately indicted 18 of Trump's allies, including Mark Meadows and Rudy Giuliani. And finally, an Arizona Republican who falsely claimed to be a legitimate presidential elector for Trump pleaded guilty for her role in the scheme to subvert the 2020 election. Lorraine Pellegrino is the first of 11 fake electors to plead guilty to a misdemeanor charge of filing a false instrument. Pellegrino will receive 3 years of probation and no jail time under the deal. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.